If the price of a trip to Mars seems a little out of your budget, consider that the cost will still come from your pockets if President Bush's plan succeeds. Commentator Russell Roberts wants someone else to finance that out-of-this-world trip.
I own a telescope. I own a lot of books on the nighttime sky and cosmology and the Big Bang. I get goosebumps when I see a picture of the Earth from space. The IMAX space movies bring tears to my eyes. But I get no thrill from the Bush plan to put Americans on Mars. As much as I like space and the idea of people on Mars, I don't see the case for using taxpayer money to get it done. Don't tell me about all the spin-off technologies like Tang and nanotechnology. Leave the money here on Earth and we'll find that and more. The reason to go to Mars is that it's inspiring. It's awesome, to use that word in the way it was meant to be used. It fills me with awe. But lots of things give me goosebumps. Why should I ask everyone else to pay for my thrills? It reminds me of the discussion of public funding for sports stadiums. You hear about all the jobs that supposedly will be created, but the main beneficiaries are the owners, the players, and the fans. In the case of space travel, the main beneficiaries are engineers and dreamers like me. Why not let space travel be a private industry? Could it get off the ground? If all those promises of offshoot technologies are true, businesses who get there first will reap the benefits. And if the only benefits are awe and inspiration, private space travel may still thrive. Right now, that privately financed XPRIZE of $10 million to the first team that takes three people 100 kilometers above the Earth twice is a good start. The prize money doesn't come from corporations looking to make a buck, but from a nonprofit foundation funded mostly by individuals and other foundations. Whether it's public or private money, it's going to take a long time to get to Mars. For now, next time the skies are clear, go outside and look to the heavens. Mars is easily visible to the naked eye to fire the imagination, and you can't beat the price.
The comments of Russell Roberts, a professor of economics at George Mason University. His latest book is The Invisible Heart, An Economic Romance. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.